from D. James Kennedy Ministries. This is Kennedy Classics. Welcome to Kennedy Classics.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Jerry Newcomb.
And I'm Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. Millions of kids across America, including perhaps your own children and grandchildren, are now back in school. But what are they learning when they get there? The answer to that question may frighten you.
On today's program, we'll take a look at the controversial Common Core educational standards and what they mean for our children. Plus, we'll tell you about a new resource available only through this ministry that investigates how the Common Core standards are on the forefront of changes that threaten the education of our kids and grandkids.
And we begin today with a bold and provocative message from my father, Dr. D. James Kennedy, who cared deeply about education and the next generation. This message is called The Dumbing Down of America.
Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from the sixth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6, we will begin our reading with the fourth verse. May we hear the inspired word of the living God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And may God speak to us through these words, and may his name ever be praised. Amen. My subject is the dumbing down of America. A number of decades ago, a book was published entitled The Ugly American, as perceived from many in the Orient. I'm sure that one of these days, somebody is liable to write a book entitled The Dumb American. We are becoming a nation of dummies, the ignorant American. One survey of the schools in Germany, France, and Japan showed that American high school students receive half as many hours in all of the core curriculum studies as these other students do. But we do learn our ABCs. One cartoon showed a father looking down at a little boy, and he's looking at a paper, and the father says, "Well, new math I've heard of, but what are the new ABCs?" And very quickly, the little boy recites them: abortion, birth control, and condoms. "Don't you know anything, Dad?" No, I'm afraid that what's happening to our educational system is a catastrophic decline. You may recall the Blue Ribbon panel appointed by the president in the mid-80s to examine our educational failures, and they concluded that it was so bad that if a foreign power had done to our public schools what the public schools have done to themselves, it would be considered an act of war. We would send in the Marines. An alien and hostile force. And my friends, that's exactly who has done it to our schools. The bureaucrats, the leaders of the union, the NEA, for the most part, have indeed virtually destroyed the once great public education system in America. One of the leading humanist educators of the 20th century, and one of his books said, It may be true that Johnny can't read. So what? They don't care. But at least 12 years of public schooling has divested his mind of all of that religious superstition with which he entered school. That religious superstition, in case you don't know, is what we call Christianity and what they're getting rid of. We've forgotten the words of our founder, George Washington, who said, "Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education, reason," and by the way, he had nothing vaguely in mind about the kind of refined education they're getting today. "But reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." We cannot get rid of religious principle. The founders of this country never intended that religion should not be taught in our schools. The first Congress of the United States passed the Northwest Ordinance, in which they said religion, morality, and education being essential to good government, schools shall be established in the Northwest Territories. Schools? Yes. For what? Religion, number one. Morality, number two. Education, number three. We got rid of religion, then we got rid of morality, and now we've gotten rid of education. Oh, we're pretty wise, aren't we? We're so sophisticated and so modern and so stupid. We're the dumb Americans. He was absolutely right on that, however. And of course, what do we hear from the school unions? That they need more money. Next time you hear that, just remember, we spend more money per student than any other nation in the world and are producing an abysmal result. It's not the money that is the problem. It is the philosophy that has gone wrong. We have brought about a moral educational collapse, which is equivalent to an attack by a hostile foreign power. You remember the McGuffey readers? I don't know this, but I would guess that may well be, next to the Bible, the greatest seller of all time. William McGuffey printed that in 1836, and it sold over 122 million copies, and it was thoroughly Christian. It was later expurgated of its Christian content by secularists, but it was originally all Christian. This is what William McGuffey said. By the way, you may not know that McGuffey was a Presbyterian clergyman. He was also an educator. All education was in the hands of the church and the clergy until 1830. And that was the purpose of public education. Horace Mann, the founder of public education, stated that what he wanted to do was get education out of the hands of the church, take away the Christian element. Well, we've taken it thoroughly away, and look what we have. McGuffey said this, whether or not these things have happened. He said this in 1854, "If you can induce a community to doubt the genuineness and authenticity of the scriptures, to question the reality and obligations of religion, to hesitate undeciding whether there is any such thing as virtue or vice, whether there be an eternal state of retribution beyond the grave, or whether there exists any such being as God, you have broken down the barriers of moral virtue and hoisted the floodgates of immorality and crime." Can you imagine a better description of what we have produced in this country today? 1854. William McGuffey said that, and he was right on target. But a more modern commentator, probably known to more people, is Barbara Walters, never accused of being any kind of extremist, I don't think. Quote, "Today's high school seniors live in a world of misplaced values. They have no sense of discipline, no goals. They care only for themselves. In short, they are becoming a generation of undisciplined cultural barbarians." Unquote. Barbara Walters. Many people don't know what's happened in schools since they got out 25, 35, 40 years ago. It's a different world out there today. 130,000 guns among the textbooks. Thank God for Christian education. Let me say that I thank God for all of the Christians who are continuing to teach in an ever progressively more difficult situation in the public school system. We need Christians in public school teaching, supervising, as principals. But don't send your 7 or 8 year olds to take on a 40-year-old atheistic humanist, or you're feeding them as cannon fodder to those who are alien to everything you believe. And if you do, don't come back to me and say, "Oh, Pastor, where did we go wrong? Look what's happened to our child. He hates everything that we believe." You put him in an ungodly situation with teachers who are excellent, experts at playing mind games with your children, with enormous effectiveness. Not only are they not going to get a good education, they're also going to have their beliefs, in many, many cases, devastated by the skepticism that is endemic in the entire public school system in this country today. The great Dr. Charles Hodge, professor of systematic theology at Princeton Seminary, said again in the 1850s, when public schools had not yet spread to every state in the nation, he said this with an eagle-eyed projection and prediction. He said, "Should statist education, that is, education by the state, should statist or public education become universal in America, it will become the greatest enginery of atheism that the world has ever seen." Thus spoke Dr. Charles Hodge, the greatest theologian that America has ever seen. And history has proved him right. Don't play Russian roulette with your child's eternal soul. May we pray. Father, nothing is more precious to us in this life than our children. We pray that they may get a good education. We pray even more that they will come to understand and believe the great truths of the Scripture, and that the Bible will not be decimated and denigrated day by day in every class and school, and they will be denuded of all of their religious beliefs, as so many have. We pray that you'll bless this nation, O God. Bring it back to thyself. Renew our educational system. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.
Do you have a relationship with the living God? Do you know the abundant life that He's come to give? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today, you can stop trying to be good enough to get into heaven and transfer your trust to the only one who is truly good, Jesus Christ. If this is what you'd like to do, then pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus Christ, I know that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for living life my way. Thank you for dying on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins and for offering me life to the full now and forever. I ask you to come into my life as my Savior and Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. I hope you prayed that prayer. And if you did, we'd like to send you a book written by Dr. Kennedy specifically for new believers. It's called Beginning Again. This book will teach you about prayer, help you get started in reading the Bible, and even how to share your new faith with others. To receive your copy, just write to the address on your screen or call our toll-free number and ask for Beginning Again. God bless you as you do.
Our children are the most precious resource we have, and the Bible's clear that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
But as Dr. Kennedy revealed in his message, God has largely been removed from public education. And while there are many wonderful Christian teachers who are the equivalent of missionaries in our public school system, and we're thankful for every one of them, we are losing ground fast.
As you're about to see, educational leaders are pushing an agenda that's turning our children away from faith in God and His purpose for their lives. What is that agenda? And what's the solution? Let's take a closer look.
I believe one of the greatest concerns we should have is what's happening in our public school system. They are indoctrinating our children.
Today under Common Core, we've thrown out objective knowledge, facts, and information, and in its place, we're putting in politically correct attitudes, values, and beliefs that are pre-approved by the federal government.
That's very concerning because parents will not have as much control over what their child is learning. Educators will not have as much say in what they have to teach in a classroom.
About 50 million children attend public school in the United States, and all of them, plus children who are homeschooled or private schooled, will be potentially affected by the controversial Common Core educational standards. Of course, all of us are for high standards, but is that what Common Core really offers?
Those who have been promoting Common Core have used the term college and career ready standards to sell it.
Dr. Karen Gushta wrote Common Core, Better Education or Educational Child Abuse, to expose the truth behind the push for federal control of education.
Professor James Milgram, who is a emeritus professor of mathematics from Stanford University, when he reviewed the standards, he said by seventh grade in math, students are going to be at least 2 years behind their international peers.
Common Core is concerning to many Americans, many parents especially, because it takes control of curriculum out of the hands of parents, of local educators, and puts it in the hands of national organizations, of federal bureaucrats, even right here in Washington, D.C.
Sarah Torrey is a policy analyst for the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity at the Heritage Foundation.
The SAT, the ACT, many of these standardized tests that children, regardless of whether in their public school, private school, homeschool, often take in order to go to college, these tests, there's movements to align those to current high school curriculum, which is informed by Common Core. And so even students and parents and families who aren't in a public school situation will be affected by this move towards accepting Common Core standards, which is concerning for all Americans, even if you don't feel like you're being directly impacted by this.
What people need to understand is that the federal government curriculum drives all other curriculum.
Michelle Bachmann served as a member of the United States House of Representatives from Minnesota.
Well, the reason I got into politics is because of the federal government involvement in the local education process. I was a mom of 23 foster kids and 5 biological kids, and what I saw is that the federal government was, from the top down, imposing a radical different form of education in our local public school classroom.
Education historian Diane Ravitch, who's been studying this issue since the beginning of the standards movement. She says the goal is to bring all schools into this national curriculum. And that would include private schools, Christian schools, and even home schools.
Public education is designed to be local, where parents have direct control of their children's education. But not only does Common Core seem to remove that local control, it also injects an ideological component, according to its critics.
I believe that Common Core is rotten, to the core, quite frankly. Very disturbing.
Todd Starnes hosts Fox News and Commentary.
I have reported on cases where classes are teaching, teachers are instructing children that communism is better than capitalism. How many times have we heard Common Core lessons where they've said that our founding fathers, like the Tea Party, was a terrorist attack, and that our founding fathers were akin to being terrorists?
What they are indoctrinating children and students into is a globalist view that denies America's Christian heritage and all of the great blessings that we have received because of God's providence and God's blessing on our land.
Common Core is an attack on our heritage and it's an attack on our history. And I think it's interjecting the federal government as it is now structured that imposes the federal government's view of education on the local community. And it is disempowering parents, which is the opposite of what should be happening.
Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, points to studies of child development and education.
The evidence is overwhelming in a child's education. One of the most critical factors in a child's success is parental involvement. And what we're seeing in Common Core is it's driving a further wedge between the parent, between the teacher, between the classroom, and that child. And it is imposing a federal view of education on that child and on that classroom. And history has told us and shown us that is the worst thing that can happen.
You know, it's interesting about Common Core, when they're not busy tearing down, you know, American history and this idea of American exceptionalism, they're actually promoting Islam. And I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten from parents along with evidence from their child's classroom that they are teaching week after week after week about the Islamic faith. And not just here's who Muhammad is, and here's what the five pillars of Islam are. They're actually teaching Islamic theology. And in one class, they actually had children bring prayer rugs.
The students who go through the Common Core curriculum will have no clue as to the impact of the Bible or the impact Jesus has had on civilization and culture because they won't hear about that.
And so these classrooms now are no longer about education, they're about indoctrination, and it's not about what the parents think, it's not about what the teachers think, it's not about what local school boards think, it's all about what the federal bureaucrats think.
But the concerns about Common Core, for which 19 states have already received federal funding, are having an effect. The voice of concerned parents is being heard.
There are already some states who had bought into Common Core and have already removed themselves from this scheme because they recognized all of the problems with this movement.
And so that's why parents are up in arms, because all this nonsense, which is political correctness, is being taught in our classroom. And we pay a lot of money for education. And so we're paying a lot of money to have our children taught politically correct attitudes and values and beliefs, which are quite often at odds with exactly what mom and dad think, and that's all being imposed on our innocent children.
God's design for education is that parents are to diligently teach their children his commands. Indeed, that's the substance of all true education, that you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. It will take the vigilance of God-fearing parents to return us to that lofty standard.
Today, 32 million American adults are functionally illiterate, and a full 20% of high school seniors can be classified as functionally illiterate at the time they graduate. A sad indictment of our secular education system. But education plays a major role in the formation of a child. And the ultimate responsibility for that education, as the Lord tells us in Deuteronomy 6, lies with the child's parents.
On the face of it, Common Core may sound good, but the reality is insidious. Under the guise of preparing your children and grandchildren for college, these standards may actually be preparing them to be worker drones, essentially, for the new globalist economy. Because this issue is so important and because facts can be hard to come by, we have commissioned our own educational specialist, Dr. Karen Gushta, to fully update and expand her short, easy-to-read, fact-filled expose on the Common Core standards. It's called Common Core, Better Education or Educational Child Abuse. And for a limited time, we're sharing this crucial book with you. It's our way of saying thank you for your generous donation of any amount to the ongoing work of our ministry. Simply write to us at Box 6085, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 888-334-9762, or go online to djameskennedy.org. Among the many problems with Common Core are that it eliminates the truth about America's Christian history and the foundations of Western civilization. It's part of a globalist agenda moving forward the New World Order, and it enriches a small handful of multi-billion dollar education corporations. These standards will affect every student. If your children or grandchildren are in school, or if you know people whose kids are, you need to get this book and to be informed. Secrecy has enabled this agenda to flourish, but the secrets end here. We'll send you this exclusive short book, Common Core, Better Education or Educational Child Abuse, for your generous donation of any amount for a limited time. Simply write to us at Box 6085, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 888-334-9762, or go online to djameskennedy.org.
Perhaps you can give $20 or $30 or even $100 or more. It's your donations and prayers that keep this ministry going, and we are very grateful. So please, be sure to send a generous gift today. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless you as you stand with us.
And may God bless America with repentance and a new national awakening.
Today's program is available on DVD or audio CD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. Next week on Kennedy Classics.
What was it that they were trying to do? Wasn't it just to provide a more progressive and more excellent education for our students? Well, listen to the words of one of their own leaders. Quote, "The great object was to get rid of Christianity."
Bureaucrats as far away as you can get from your children making very intricate and specific educational decisions for your children. That's not the way that education is supposed to work, and that's not the way that God designed education.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.